With a round of it happened in Florida, which we've got right here, Woody and I are going to share three stories real quick. And they're all true, but they could have happened anywhere, all over the globe. And you just had to spot the one that actually happened in the state of Florida. Because Florida, right, is so consistent. Consistently cranking out the crazy story. So spot the Florida story to win at 844-4WW-SHOW. Woody has story number one.
Story number one, I want you guys to fill in the blank. A man came home, went into the bedroom, and saw something that no man should ever see. What do you think he saw?
His mother with a strange man.
His mother with a strange man is a fantastic guess, Chelsea. No? Wilcox, do you have a guess for us?
How about...
Front butt and back butt.
Front butt and back butt. Nope.
Not trasero de enfrente, trasero de atrás.
That's front butt and back butt in Spanish. No.
Wang.
He found a snake eating his wife's lingerie.
Is that a euphemism for something? What are we talking about?
She was not in it at the time. Chelsea, go ahead and take a look at my computer screen right here.
I don't want to look at it. No.
A 35-year-old man said he arrived at the house and saw that a snake was in his bedroom. He pulled on the snake's tail and discovered that the reptile had swallowed a large section of his wife's pink silk nightie.
Wee-wee area.
Quote, I think the snake felt a bit sick. It's not the normal food they eat.
Cooter.
It would have been very difficult for him to digest this. He could have had problems if we didn't pull the nightie out.
Heard that a time or two.
Right?
That's a cooch.
He said he safely released the snake outside of his home, Chelsea. He did not destroy the snake. Was it in Florida?
So his first thought, by the way, this has nothing to do with the story, really, but the first thing you said he did was, quote, pull the snake's tail.
That's right.
Which I don't even think is a thing, right? You're just pulling the snake. Does the snake have a tail?
The snake has a tail.
I feel like that's not accurate. The whole snake is a tail.
That's not the case.
You're pulling the snake, if I may use that expression.
Would you say you got bitten by the snake's tail? No. So there is a front of the snake and the tail end of the snake.
Not buying it.
The food goes in the front and comes out the tail.
I understand how a snake works. I'm just saying they don't really have a tail. You pulled on the back end of a snake. You didn't pull a snake's tail. Tomato, tomato to some of you, but you're wrong. Sorry, that's my pretentious face coming through. 844-4WW-SHOW. Story number two, I want you to fill in this blank then, and you tell me if this happened in Florida. Couple of guys hop on a train.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't mean, you know, they buy a ticket and they go to the station. I mean, you know.
Hobos.
I don't know that they're hobos.
Just a great, fun word.
Great use of the word hobos.
It is. Fantastic. I mean, hobo, I imagine a red handkerchief on the end of a stick. I don't know that they had that.
Cigar and a toothpick.
Right. I can't say that they were hobos, but they did not buy a ticket and they snuck up on the train, you know, and hopped on it, maybe on its tail. And
the caboose.
What happened?
They fell off.
Why do we know about this?
They injured themselves.
Because this probably happens every day, all over the country.
They hurt themselves somehow, and now there's a lawsuit.
They did not hurt themselves, and there is no lawsuit.
They were making loud woo-woo sounds.
Woo-woo!
And got busted.
Step into my office.
Step into my office!
Why?
Get your f***ing fired!
You think we would have heard about it because they were making loud woo-woo sounds? No.
Everyone in this room is now dumber.
You'd keep your mouth
report
shut
that.
If you knew it was good for you.
You'd
keep
med?
Your mouth shut if you knew it was good for you, buddy.
She took the good making answer the with they injured themselves.
They locked themselves in the bathroom somehow, or the bathroom was out of toilet paper, and they had to tweet about it because we have heard that.
I regret to inform you I can no longer take guesses.
Nuisance birds.
They're getting worse.
They got stuck in their jacket.
Your guesses have triggered the I can no longer accept guesses meter. You're not going to guess it anyway. They called 911 on themselves. So they hop on a train, these two guys, and then all of a sudden they go, ooh, this train is moving fast. And they were afraid, Chelsea, that they were going to injure themselves. They did not injure themselves, but they became scared after hopping on the train and realizing it was moving quickly, like trains often do.
They thought it was off the rails?
Nope.
Are you sure?
They really only wanted to ride it for a short distance and then couldn't get off, pardon the expression, because it was going so quickly.
Well, they wanted to slow down so they could jump, or it missed the stop they wanted to be at.
That's why they called 911, is because they needed to get off the train.
Well, can't you tell 911 that without disclosing the fact that you didn't buy a ticket?
No.
Oh.
I believe it's a freight train. Did it happen in Florida that guys were confused about how a train woo-woo works before they hopped on it and went woo-woo? 844-4WW-SHOW. Woody's got the third and final.
Third and final story has to do with the TSA actually doing something good. You know how much it hurts me to actually say that? Chelsea, you're going to praise the TSA after they caught something inside a man's computer that should not be on the plane.
His wife's lingerie.
You're closer than you think.
Snake's tail.
They found a snake hidden inside the hard drive of his computer that he was trying to take on a plane.
Is it smuggled or sneaky?
Smuggled. It was inside a bag inside the hard drive of his computer.
You can't see that when it goes through the x-ray machine?
That's what the TSA did see it, and they stopped it, so there were no snakes on a plane.
Enough is enough! I have had it with these monkey fighting snakes on this Monday to Friday plane!
Right? Just an excuse for me to play that TV edit? Probably. The snake didn't get on the plane thanks to our officer's diligent screening, said the TSA spokesperson. Was it in Florida where he was trying to smuggle a snake on a plane by hiding?
Are you packing baloney or what?
No, he wasn't packing baloney. He was trying to smuggle a snake on a plane. My computer just took a huge blue screen of death. Who do I pick up over here?
I don't have one either, but try Nathan on line one.
Nathan, all three stories actually happened. Which one went down in Florida?
I'm going to go snakes on a plane, story number three.
There it is. Yeah, Miami International Airport is where the dude was trying to get to Barbados and was smuggling a snake inside his hard drive. Good news is they were able to grab that snake and I'm sure release it successfully into Florida.
Isn't there an old joke about Barbados and a guy and his snake? Have you ever heard that one?
Is that Eddie Murphy?
Share that with you later.
Okay, thanks.
Not in Florida, but in Ohio is where the two guys hopped on a train and then called 911 because it was going too fast. And I do have audio, by the way. We'll share that, I think, coming up here in a second.
And in Thailand, Chelsea, is where you got to make sure that before you put on your lingerie, that there's not a snake eating it. And the worst thing you can come home to is a snake eating your wife's lingerie.
First thing you do is pull his tail. Mm-hmm.
The Woody and Wilcox Show.